Donald Trump launches his own social media, but it's already been hacked. The Russian government stalls spy equipment in third-party data centers. Apple might be the last U.S.-based tech giant left in China. And a hacker in Argentina steals identities of all 45 million citizens from the government. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and the podcast world and the nerd world, and happy Cybersecurity Awareness Month to you all. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 67. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we post all of our bonus content and other content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions and even complaints. We can answer. Co-hosting today is Mike from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Hello.
All right. Good to have you with us again.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for having me, I should say.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
That's
and
what I meant.
You thank me for being here.
I did.
Thank you for being here. The Computer Doctor Show is sponsored by the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works near Speedway in Craycroft. They have a free 26-point inspection, and when I really have a tough problem, I take my cars in there to get checked out. They really are the best in Tucson, so if you have a car problem, go down and see Perfection Auto Works. We're going to take a break of the station's normal regular news and get into what's happening in tech news this week.
Tech news.
Yep. So Donald Trump, he got to wear Zuckerberg's shoes for a little while, and he got a beta launch of his own social media this week. I think it went off on Wednesday, and it gets trolled and hacked within 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours of being live. So
yeah.
That's interesting. So what the trollers did was they made fake accounts.
Right.
It was like at Trump, at you know, Donald Trump
and Mike Pence
as well. And here's the mistake that was made. You know, when there are all kinds of codes out there, if you've ever built an app or built a website, there are templates, you know, website templates out there, app templates that are out there. So there's actually a social media template that's out there. It was actually the Mastodon 3.0 social media code based.
Mm-hmm.
And so the name of this app was Truth Social. So Truth Social is the is this social media, and some experts are even saying that it might even be a recipient of ransomware, just like other social media platforms that use that same code.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So they might have to. Well, I believe right now it's completely shut down. but I think it's they're kind of going to revamp it because they realized. By the way, that was just a beta launch, so that wasn't really the real launch.
Right.
But with the beta launch, they did open it to the public.
Sure.
So they may have to revert back, you know, do some security things, and maybe relaunch.
Bring it back in house and figure out the security of it.
Right. So, and it was taken offline 1 hour within that trolling time.
Oh,
so
wow.
it was on for 2 hours, got trolled and hacked, and then it was shut down an hour later.
So they're up for almost 3 hours.
Almost three hours.
That's great.
Okay. So there is a so that just goes to show you that keeping a handle on the misuse of media is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Trollers and hackers are out there looking for opportunities to take advantage.
Mm-hmm. At all times.
Right. Now, there is, according to Truth Social, a more stable, completed version is expected to be released in 2022, and pre-orders start in November. So
How do you pre-order social media?
Not all apps are necessarily available on app stores. There are some people. So those that can have access to the alpha version or the beta version, they will go someplace else. So they'll get the file, the APK file or the install file directly by email or some other means.
So they opt in. They say, I want to do this.
It's an opt-in, right?
Gotcha.
So, for pre-orders, I don't know that this is going to be a paid service,
right.
But, you know, if it's made by Trump and if he's not running ads, you know, he's an entrepreneur, you know, so he's going to be making money from this. So
yeah, in some capacity.
Here's a question. Will Apple be the last U.S. tech giant left in China? Is this question. So, there was a time where big tech giants were in China, were actually China dependent.
Right.
Many of these companies, took care of their manufacturing, the hosting of apps, all happened
assembly,
on China.
Right?
Yeah, assemblies and,
yeah.
They all happened in China. But in the past few years, the Chinese government has been prioritizing its own Asian giants such as Huawei and Alibaba.
Right.
Huawei and Alibaba, by the way, Alibaba is like the Asian Amazon.
Right.
You know, that's the big marketplace that's being used. And it's also plays a large part in international marketplace as well.
Right.
Anytime you need something in big bulk, people are usually going to Alibaba. Okay, you go to like 99-cent stores and like dollar stores where
right.
you have like cheap little plastic things, Alibaba.
Right.
but you have to buy like tens and thousands of
sure.
of these things in order to get them at the price points.
Right.
But companies like Microsoft, Facebook, LinkedIn, Amazon, Audible, and others have now started to diversify their work to other countries such as Taiwan and even right here in the United States.
Oh, okay.
And more specifically right here in Arizona because they're in Chandler, there's so much happening. So many companies are moving to Chandler. It's going to be like another Silicon Valley up there.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to be hiring all kinds of engineers, and the U of A is ramping up to train engineers. So, so stay put right here. Arizona needs more tech people.
You don't need to move away to get the money.
Nope, not for that. So, as far as what Microsoft and Apple are doing with China in particular, they're having an increasingly difficult time getting the Chinese government to agree on operations. They're making it harder with stricter
sure.
rules and regulations.
Right.
Regulations dealing with security and firewalls, censorship, copyright, and other threats. So many U.S. companies have just simply said it's just not worth the
trouble.
Yeah, not worth the trouble of going through to try to make things work. It's just easier to just move operations elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So other countries that are becoming more active for operations and manufacturing, again, right here, mm-hmm. United States and Taiwan, there are other countries. I don't have them in front of me right now, but the idea is a lot of U.S. tech giants moving out of China.
Moving out of China, going to other places.
Exactly.
Where they get similar services for less hassle.
Less hassle, right? It's not even about the money anymore.
Right,
it's about the hassle and the speed of getting things done.
Yeah. You know,
we could all understand that.
Definitely.
There was a hacker in Argentina that managed to hack his way into the government computer, and he was able to steal all 45 million citizens' identification information from that database.
That's incredible.
Now, this happened about 10 days ago. Well, it was reported 10 days ago by the Argentina government,
mm-hmm.
and they said that a hacker managed to get into the government registry of the people of Argentina. The names were offered for sale.
Really?
They're offered for sale on the dark web, and it included
uh-huh.
the names, their ID numbers with photos and dates and births and codes and everything. All kinds of information. And the hacker is enticing buyers by publishing 1 or 2 million of the 45 million that was hacked. They're just publishing it on
for free
on like a Twitter. I think they had used like a Twitter post,
like a loss leader.
And that was only after I believe he posted the names for sale did the Argentina government actually figure out that, hey, they were hacked.
They were hacked. Oh, really?
And that's when he started doing background checks. Oh, my goodness. because shortly after that, shortly before that Twitter post, and when they went back through the logs,
right?
They were able to determine that they were able to see the VPN login that was used to get into their system.
Them.
Yeah, so they know the time it was, but by then it was too late.
Sure. Do they know who the person is? How they? I'm sure they're tracking.
Of course not. No. we never know.
Never
but
quite
they,
know.
They do know the Twitter handle, but that's about it. And some of the things that the hacker started doing, they started publishing things with some well-known Argentinians, mm-hmm. Such as Lionel Messi and Sergio Aguero.
Okay.
I'm not sure who those are, but they're well-known people in Argentina, and he was able to acquire their information too. So the big question is, how did they do it? Well, it's the same way that they do everyone else, and that is by social hacking,
right.
Careless employees.
Yeah.
And that's what social hacking is. And, you know, these days when a hack is successful, like if you are able to get into a door mm-hmm. that is locked,
right?
It's not the problem with the lock.
Mm-hmm.
It's convincing the person that has the key to open the door for you.
For you, right?
Yeah. That's what social hacking is.
Right.
So there's more need and more demand for users to be trained that
right.
have the keys.
Right.
So look, if a guy comes in here, okay. Pretending to be me or pretending to be a boss,
right.
Don't let them in.
Yeah.
And
let's verify this.
Yeah, and these actors are able to fool the people. Says, yeah, it's okay, you can let me in. Okay. And mm-hmm. Now, the problem is not with the key. The problem is not with the lock. The problem is not even with the door.
Yeah.
And that's how it is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're going to We lost time for a moment, but we're going to take a quick break. After our midway break, we're going to take a quick break here. And up next, how Russia treats its third-party data centers and tech anniversaries. This is the Computer Doctor Show. Stay tuned.
Oh, yes, I've come to feel very close to the birds, and I've come to realize how they feel when...
Wow, what a beautiful day for a drive. Come on, sweetie bird, you're going with me. Where are all those birds coming from?
Lady, you gotta get out of here.
Look at the poor Batman. They've patched his eyes out.
Never mind that. That's just Hitchcock. He makes a cameo in all his commercials. You gotta roll the windows up. Get your windows up.
The power windows don't work.
Lady, I know we don't have time to discuss this, but you should have taken your car to Perfection Auto Works. They do windows.
You heard right. At Perfection Auto Works, we do windows. Power windows, that is. Our free 26-point inspection will have you covered. At Perfection Auto Works, we won't give you the bird. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Mike, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater.
Hello again.
Yes. So, a lot of people aren't aware, but the tomorrow actually starts the official 10-digit dialing nationwide.
Right.
So, there is a lot of people that are, for many, many years, have been dialing 7-digit numbers. And they may have some automatic dialing that is still programmed on 7-digit dialing.
Right.
And when we say 7-digit dialing, that's basically the phone number without the area code.
Yeah, it's intra I can't remember the word.
Intratel. Telecommunications, right?
Yeah. Like 520.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to have to start getting used to dialing the area code of 520 here in Tucson on all your phone calls that are even local. You still have to dial the 520. Mm-hmm. So the seven-digit dialing without the area code is no longer going to be in effect starting tomorrow, October 24th.
Wow.
So you might want to take note that if you do have any automatic dialing systems such as fax machines or any machines that dial in like an emergency number, like if you have an older person that has like one of those
life alerts
with the buttons that automatically dial, well, you have to make sure that that machine is 10-digit dialing and not 7-digit dialing, or else your loved one is not going to get the help that they need.
Yeah.
So be sure to check all your speed dials, automatic dials, so that they can all be checked. Also, the FCC is holding a live webinar about spoofing calls and robocalls directed at Hawaii, but the information that is there will no doubt be of interest to everyone who is affected. So if you'd like to attend that webinar, it is a webinar that's being held this Thursday, October 28th, 2021, at 2:30 p.m. Arizona time and 5:30 that's also 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. So there's no sign up, no registration requested or registration required. All you have to do is go to fcc.gov/live. Again, that is this Thursday, October 28th, 2021, 2:30 p.m. There's no sign up or registration at fcc.gov/live, and that is for the FCC webinar about spoofing calls and robocalls. So that's something that if you're interested in reducing that, be sure to attend that webinar.
Yeah.
There was also a rumor about on The Verge this week that Facebook might be changing its name.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
Any idea what the new name is going to be?
I haven't heard.
We don't know what the
zero on the name. They keep calling it Metaverse, which I think is a nod to the MCU. But like, what does that imply? I have no idea.
Well. There's Meta tags,
right.
So and then the Metaverse is the entire internet of, mm-hmm. but no pictures or videos, but just little descriptions. So
right.
that's what like the Meta. I would consider the Metaverse. There might be some other people that may have another idea of what the Metaverse is. I may have to look that one up.
Me too.
But that is definitely a nerd question.
So, very nerd.
we need more nerds on this show. So, okay. Before we get into our next segment, Mike, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we're back to live performances every Friday and Saturday at 7:30. We are located at 4500 East Speedway, Suite 39. You can't miss the sign. It's a very large sign.
And it's upside down, too.
And part of it is. masks are required, and we are also checking for vaccination cards at the door. So vaccination cards and masks are required for attendance. We also have a live stream option off of our website, unscrewedtheater.org. You can sign up for a ticket there and watch us from afar.
Okay, very good. Good to know. Here are some science and tech anniversaries. Not too many this week. Back on actually today, so this is October 23rd. Back in 2001, 20 years ago, the first iPod was released ever. Uh-huh. First iPod... first gen, 20 years ago, today. So,
wow.
Anniversary there to Apple. Today is also National TV Talk Show Day. So I have the radio show here. And I don't know if there is a radio
talk show day.
That would be almost a taco, but okay. I also won. There was also, I think I had mentioned it last week, but October 21st, 2015 was the day that the Back to the Future, when they went into the future,
right.
They went to October 21st, 2015. So I'm not going to say that this is necessarily Back to the Future week, but Because the other Back to the Future week would be November 5th, 1955.
That's right.
And that's coming up in a few short weeks.
So correct.
We may have to mention that again. But those are your science and tech anniversaries. We do have a caller on line one, our good friend Charles. Hey, Charles, how are you?
Hi. By default, radio talk show day is July 4th. And also, Facebook has acquired Twitter, and it will now be called Twitbook.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much, Charles. Thanks for calling you. All right. So here is what happened in Russia. I don't exactly know the dates involved with this. But I know it happened within this past month. So the Russian government forcefully installed spy equipment in third-party data centers.
Oh, wow.
And it was reported this week. So, Russia deals with all kinds of trolling, hacking, misinformation very differently than they do in the United States.
Right.
And Russia actually has, more advanced and more quantity of hackers in their country than the United States. United States has them too, but,
sure.
Russian hackers, oh my goodness,
Right.
So the government has to kind of deal with it a little bit differently. But starting with a series of emails and forums, from their official Internet Security Agency, which is like, kind of like the Russian FCC, if you will, they had to send out these emails and forms to all of these internet service providers.
Right.
And so an internet service provider would be like a Cox or Xfinity or CenturyLink, or Lumen, whatever you want to use. So those internet service companies, they have data centers, they have grids, they have equipment that allows them to deliver their services.
Right.
That equipment belongs to them.
To them, right.
Yeah. Now, that's the same case that it is in Russia.
Uh-huh.
After these forms were sent, equipment arrived at some of these locations along with install crews. These install crews pushed them out of the way.
Oh, wow.
And said, we are installing this spy equipment in your data center.
Into your data center.
And we're going to lock it up. We're going to put it behind a cage so that you can't get to it. And we have the key.
Smokes.
Okay, and all the data that we collect from your systems, we're going to send that information to Moscow.
Now, wow!
This was forcibly done. Now they were calling them these Russian black boxes,
right.
And they were installed in racks beside the servers of these ISPs.
Okay.
How this affects people in Russia, how they're able to access the internet. Is they're going to be their internet's going to be slower because
right.
just about every picture, every bit, every byte that passes through that system is being checked through this.
Now it has to be passed through the second system.
Yeah, so it's not that the internet is running slower, but
right.
now the path has now been a lot longer.
Right.
Now the data that they have requested now has to travel a much longer path.
Right.
And now it's saying that formerly, if a like just a regular picture that would come up on a website, if it took 4 seconds, now it's going to probably take 16 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Four times as long.
That's quite. Yeah, that's,
same thing
that's
with
difference.
An email. Okay.
Right.
If an email took less than took maybe 30 seconds, it's now going to take 2 minutes. Because if you send an email to somebody, in Russia, or even if they don't have a Russian email address, but if it's accessed through there, or if it runs through their ISPs and whatever, it's going to be checked through there.
Wow.
So they have to be very, very careful of that. This delay in transmission as well as email traffic is going to take longer. And also, if somebody in Russia is listening to this show, there's nothing that you can do to speed up your internet.
Right.
It's just like calling Cox, even if your computer is slow, but they're going to try to sell you a faster internet connection.
Sure. Right? And it's not going to have any effect in this particular case.
Exactly. So we have to keep that in mind. And as we start to wrap up, We just want to thank our sponsor again, Perfection Auto Works, for being a great advocate for the show and supporting the show. Stop by their location near Speedway and Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. This is episode 67. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Mike was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every single week with new episodes every Saturday, or at least just about every Saturday. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.